You've heard our open themes with listeners talking about their vocations.
Missouri dairy farmers, love issues, etc.
And what they're doing while listening to issues, etc.
This is Mark from Michigan, and I am a lawnmower listener. We love issues, etc.
We're looking for more of these elements to include in our open themes. Tell us about your vocation, hobby, or what you do while listening to Issues Etc. Call the Issues Etc. comment line 24/7 at 618-223-8382. If you make a mistake, just start over. 618-223-8382. Thanks for listening, and thanks for contributing to Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It has been proposed that the U.S. military be out on the front of the sexual revolution when it comes to transgender individuals who are members of the military. This is the place, we are told, where we ought to have full access to everything that a transgender person thinks that they need: hormone therapy, sex change operations, full inclusion, and all the rest. It seems a strange place to do it. Why the military, and why does our guest here for the next 10 minutes of the program call this a politically correct experiment? Joining us to talk about transgenderism in the military, Walt Heyer. He's a former transgender, author of a recent column for The Federalist titled "President Trump, Do Not Turn the Military into a Federally Funded Sex Change Clinic." Walt, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
So what's being proposed here, and why are you calling it a politically correct experiment?
Well, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. As far back as 1979, Dr. Charles L. Ehlenfeld, working at the Harry Benjamin Gender Clinic in New York, reported that giving people hormones and surgically changing their sex was causing too many suicides and too much unhappiness. And today, what we report, what's been reported and documented, is that 40% of the population attempt suicide. There's still people unhappy. So the question is, why are we doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results? It's because it's political. It's not a medical procedure. No one can prove medically that transgenderism exists beyond the idea that someone has the idea they're transgender. They can't run a medical test. They can't prove it with a blood test, brain test, any other kind of test. It's just a word that's been used to promote the idea of hormones and surgical changes.
Tell us the story of retired Sergeant First Class from the U.S. Army, Jamie Shoup.
Yeah, well, you know, he had confusion about his gender, and they started him down this trail of hormone therapy. And it started causing him tremendous amount of medical problems, as well as depression and other things, which is fairly common with the transgender population. They're known to have high anxiety and depression, and that leads them. Depression is the leading cause of suicide. So there's a link to the depression and suicides. And he was still struggling to this day. I communicated with him this morning, and he's been struggling, been in psychiatric hospital twice. He's finally weaned his body off of cross-gender hormones and is back to normal, and now he's starting to do weightlifting, exercising, and trying to get himself back together after this terrible folly with him considering doing this whole gender change surgery and started with the hormones that really basically drove him nuts.
It actually can exacerbate the problem, especially in men when they're given female hormones. It can have as a side effect hormone therapy, depression, and worsen these things. Is that true?
Yes, that's quite true. You know, they're a powerful steroid. You know, they're not just some little drug of some kind like an aspirin. They're powerful. They alter the way you think, feel, and behave. It's a drug. And if it's administered improperly or to the wrong person at the wrong age, or too much is done, or many of the people who begin to take hormones oftentimes get a prescription from one doctor, and then they'll photocopy that and they'll start getting more drugs out of Canada or Mexico or some other place. And they themselves began to self-prescribe the dosage and overdose. It causes blood clots in the legs. I've had people with brain cancers as a result of taking too much. It needs to be done and monitored. Even though Jamie was monitored by a doctor, he still had horrific problems, especially after he went to the LGBT clinic, who told him to start shooting up more cross-gender hormones, and that was the thing that really sent him over the hill. So that's why I call it an experiment. They don't have any idea how these things are going to react to people. We do know that the result is 40% of the population attempt suicide. Why did they? Is it because they regret it? Is it because of the hormones, depression? That's why it's an experiment. They don't know.
Has cross-gender hormone treatment been studied sufficiently for any circumstance?
No, it's first off, the advocates kind of control the studies, and many of the studies are not properly done. They don't have a long-range studies on this with people they've followed over a long period of time. I can tell you the people who write me typically have regret. All the people who write me have regret. That my website is sexchangeregret.com. So they write me about their regret, and usually the regret sets in at 5, 8, 10, 12, 15, or all the way up to 30 years after the surgery. So it's an experiment. It doesn't even change their gender sex biologically. It's just a cosmetic, you know, look like a different gender. It's not really a different gender at all. It's all phony baloney.
I want you to talk just for a minute here or so about how, when people have been given terrible advice to do this, maybe even terrible medical advice to do this, sometimes they reach a point where they say, well, I've kind of committed myself. If I go back now, what are people going to think? It seems it's a deeply awkward situation to kind of insist on this and then begin to regret it. Talk about that if you would.
Yeah, I'm working currently with a pharmacist who's been with a large chain for 12 years, and a teacher who's been teaching for 10 years. Both now want to detransition and are very concerned about all the things they've set in motion and how do they detransition back. They deeply regret having done the surgery and had hormones, and now they say it was the biggest mistake they've ever made, but they are struggling to find a way to transition back. I'm having a meeting on the 7th with the school teacher to try to work through those issues. So it's very difficult to detransition because, as you say, they've sort of set everything in motion. And then people, you know, isn't it funny? When you say you're transgender and you want to change your gender, they give you hormones and surgery. If you say, well, you know, it was a mistake, I want to change back, they say, well, you're nuts. Why do you want to do that? No, they should have said you're nuts when you first started.
So speak to that person who's considering distressed, gender distressed, as you say.
Absolutely.
Speak to that person who's considering going to see the doctor and asking for the hormone therapy and maybe making that the first step toward surgical transition, the other steps that are often taken.
Well, the most important thing is to find out what I always say, what happened. When I work with people 100% of the time, I can find out the event, the occurrence, the abuse, the situation that caused them, the causal thing that caused them to not want to be who they are, and they began to feel uncomfortable in their gender. And sometimes in a case of someone who, as a boy between, well, one of them's 11 years old, was sexually abused by his diving coach, and as a result of that sexual abuse and molestation done by his diving coach, he did not want his genitalia anymore. And so because the genitalia was the cause of him being abused, so he had to get rid of it. And getting rid of it meant he would change genders. Well, you know, 20 years later now, he realizes it was the sexual abuse, and now he wants to detransition back. So these are things that happen, whether it's being pushed around in seven or eight different foster homes, having an alcoholic parent, absent parent, abusive parent, whether it's emotional abuse, abandonment, sexual abuse, or some suicide within the family, something dramatic, tragic, and unfortunate happened to these people. And so they have great gender dysphoria, real live gender dysphoria about who they are. They need psychotherapy. They don't need hormones, and they don't need surgery.
Walt Heyer is a former transgender, author of a recent column for The Federalist titled "President Trump, Do Not Turn the Military into a Federally Funded Sex Change Clinic." You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Walt, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss Hillary Clinton's recent comments on the presidential election at a conference in India. She had some very interesting things to say about Trump supporters and the middle of America. Holly Scheer of The Federalist will be our guest. And we'll continue our series, Introducing the Books of the Bible, with Pastor Brian Wolf Miller. We'll talk about 2 Samuel. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Jesus the Good Shepherd says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible class at 10:30, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. That's goodshepherdarnold.org.